things that make you go,
How's your Saturday morning rush to wherever you're going? Thanks for checking out The Morning After on Q105.
9:35, good to have you back with us. Podcasts up on the website after the show at Q105.com. More Q throwbacks through the weekend. It's Eric and Demetrius. And D, can you introduce...
Senior Chief Lee Armstrong.
Good evening, or good morning. Actually, it's morning now. These days are morning together during Veterans Day weekend.
Yep.
From the Veterans Affairs of Lucas County?
Lucas County Veterans Service Commission.
Awesome. Good to meet you. Good Same to have here. You in. Today is Veterans Day. Yesterday was the observed version of it. Thanks for taking some time. One of the reasons I wanted to have D ask you to come in with us is I know if a lot of people close their eyes and you think of what a veteran looks like, you think of like an older gentleman with a Navy hat on, but it's that's different. And as we were talking about another person off the air, veterans can be anybody of almost any age over 18, men,
any kind
women.
Of demographics. It's what's unique and very special about the American veteran.
Tell me about what services you could push people towards for resources when they come back, because I know that's such a challenge now, and obviously there's an opioid epidemic. We're more acutely aware of mental health conditions for the average person, but more so when someone comes back from a traumatic environment. And I know there's all sorts of cinematic stories, and you just mentioned something about you didn't want to do something. You'd rather go back and fight because you were used to it.
That's
but
right.
Sometimes people have to acclimate themselves to being a normal civilian, and it's difficult.
It is. The transaction is very, very difficult to do a lot of times because, you know, when I retired, it's been a few years since I retired from active duty, but the difference was we had a program called TAPS, and that's where you had a transitions program. It's a lot different now. These young men and women now, a lot of them are Guard and Reserve, so they make multiple deployments, and they go out, and they fight, and they come back, and sometimes that transition isn't quite there what they need. They'll come back, and they'll go, oh my gosh, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I was fighting, killing people, or trying to protect my life, and of course, the flag. And then next thing you know, I'm back working, and I'm taking the dog out for a walk.
Right.
And the slightest sound will set you off. So there's a lot of good groups out there. What we always try to do, if they're coming back, we're kind of unique in this town. We don't have a lot of active duty, but what we do have is a Guard and Reserve. And the Guard and Reserve have done a tremendous job, but they make multiple deployments, and a lot of them aren't even from the area. In other words, they're assigned here, maybe it's Engineering Battalion or the 180th, et cetera, or the other various reserve. But when they deploy and they come back, then they disperse back. They might be from different parts of Ohio. So I always tell them we usually try to do the debriefings when they come back, kind of greet them and have a table set up. And I have usually one of my service officers, because sometimes, like you said, they're entitled to some sort of claims or comp and pension like. So part of what my office does is we do free comp. Everything we do, our services are completely free. We're only about a block from the studio in Arlington. And what we do is we actually do a lot of things to help the veteran. We get them come back. We can do a referral service too. If we see they have special needs, we can get them over to the vet center or the VA clinic to get some help that they may not need.
Right.
And then the second thing is, if the financial portion, we do that in our office as well as help file claims with the VA. All my service officers are both nationally and state certified, and they do a tremendous job helping the veterans acclimate that way. Another portion, what we do is really, really is cool, is that the state has issued a state veteran ID card. Mm-hmm. And with that state ID card, we are actually, all you need is a DD-214, a statement of service, and their a picture ID. And they come in, and we take this out, and it takes about 5 minutes, and then they got a really nice, looks like a driver's license, really nice official ID.
What's the biggest challenge that you face most frequently with veterans coming back from wherever? What's the one thing that comes up over and over again?
I think adjusting. It's just adjusting to get back. From when I came back years ago, because I served all the way from the end of Vietnam all the way to the Gulf War, it was different attitude from back in the 70s as compared to was in 2000,
sure.
You know, back when we came back from the Gulf War, because that was a quick war. It was a quick conflict. It wasn't bad. But these young men and women come back now are facing an entirely different, you know, situation, because they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do? And then they're trying to find a job, and they're trying to go back to their old job because they keep deploying. Sometimes employers won't keep their job for them. So that's why we try to team up a lot of agencies. So like we always tell them, we're the fortunate Ohio. We're the only place in all 50 states that has Veteran Service Commissions in all 88 counties, in this case Ohio. We're the only ones that have them in all counties. So they can go any one of their Veteran Service Commission, wherever they reside in Ohio, and go in there and talk to them and tell them what their needs are, or maybe they can help them find their needs and refer them to the proper resources to help them get what they need to do.
Lee Armstrong from the Veterans Affairs here in Lucas County. Demetrius was in the Navy. Let me ask you this question as far as more challenges. Is it hard sometimes to get some of these men, women who come back to talk about what's going on with them? Like, I hate to make a comic reference, but D, the Punisher comes out next week, and I think that they're going to tie a lot of that back into his wartime and how violent and messed up he is. Is it hard? I mean, it's hard enough to get people like myself. I'm bipolar. I'm an advocate for mental health awareness. I'll talk about it, but there are average people who won't talk about the mental health issues. What about with veterans? Is it like pulling teeth sometimes?
Yeah, I would say sometimes it is. Because, I mean, that, you're installed that from boot camp. Demetrius can tell
you. Be strong.
Be strong. They break you down, then they build you back up. And by the time you leave boot camp, you feel like you're $6 million man, so to speak, putting up an old cliche. And the difference is that when we get them in our office, most of those that they deal with, I have a lot of younger veterans that we were able to hire over the last 4 or 5 years and a little bit more. So when they come in, they're reading veterans of their own age. And that makes a difference, too, because it allows them to relate. So if they go to the financial side, we have investigators they talk to, most every one of those, one of them's got a Purple Heart and other stuff like that, they can relate to that and they're able to talk to them and they tend to trust them and open up. That's one of the keys to dealing with mental health when it comes to the veterans itself. It's just getting to a point where you can actually get them to trust you to open up. And that's what we try to provide in our office.
Having people of a similar age is probably a great avenue to do that.
And a similar experience. I mean, it's difficult to talk, I would say, to somebody outside of, of your service, because they don't really understand. You could tell them all the time, but you don't really get it. And it's easier to talk to somebody who's been in the dirt with you, who knows what that dirt tastes like. So, I mean, it opens up a lot of avenues.
And he's exactly right. We saw it at the Veterans Breakfast yesterday. We had the fourth graders, and we had a different choir, but the fourth graders singing for us several times. And you could look around and see the passion, the old veteran to the younger veterans that were there. You can see the way they reacted to that. It made them really proud, and the way they're, even you'd see even some, a lot of them welled up, their tears welled up and everything else. That's how you sometimes have to do that. I mean, I think the public, general public, doesn't understand that the veteran is kind of unique. I understand that the medical professionals and law enforcement, they deal with a lot of traumatic experiences all the time. As former law enforcement, I can tell you we do. But the difference is that with the military veteran, is it like Demetrius just said, they have to understand that there's somebody there that's been with where they've been, they understand where they've been, they can work with you and talk to you. And that's why we use referral services when they come in. We'll get them whole. We work at the Vet Center and the VA and various programs. If they're homeless, we help that. If they jobs, we get them down to the government. We One Stop down there, and now it's called the Ohio Means Jobs. And we get them down
I'm
there.
I'm familiar with it now.
Yeah.
Because I'm unemployed.
See? And that's really important. I mean, those are opportunities are there, and I'm not trying to put a plug in for them, but I think it's real important that the young men and women, and even the older veterans too, all veterans alike, there's opportunities out there. They just have to take that one initial step to make the phone call to us or call the other agencies to get assistance.
It's, I guess it's great that Veterans Day falls on a weekend, because it kind of becomes a weekend celebration, a weekend of thanks. The Buffalo Soldiers restaurants.
Well, actually, the Buffalo Soldiers.
No, that was a good thing.
That was perfect. Yep. Buffalo Soldiers, actually, we teamed up on this second year with them. They're a great group here in town. A lot of them are made up of retired Army. I think they're all Army, as a matter of fact, no disrespect to them. But they've actually got a program set up on Veterans Day. In today's example, if a homebound veteran, the call is 419-214-5555, extension 164, and they just tell them that they want a meal because they can't get out and enjoy the festivities and stuff going on with their fellow veterans. They will actually bring a meal to you cooked by between 10 and 14 different restaurants here in town, and they're doing that between 12 and 7 o'clock tonight.
Any other things going on?
Do you want to throw that number out there again, Lee?
Yeah, please. It's a 419-214-5555. 5555 and it's extension 164, and just tell them it's between the hours of 12 and 7 today.
Awesome. Lots of free resources, as you mentioned, Lee Armstrong from Veterans Affairs here in Lucas County. Wait, you said the office is down the street. How can people get in touch?
Yeah, the Lucas County Veterans Service Commission office is at 2595 Arlington Avenue. It's the second floor, suite 201. You're in the same building as I always say, the corners. The corners deals with one side. We deal with the other portion. We deal with the living upstairs.
D, final thoughts?
Don't make that mistake. Go through the other door.
The west door.
Yeah, don't walk in and go, oh my God, this is Veterans Affairs. What? What? No. It's the other door where people are alive. It's okay. I've made that mistake. Totally kidding. But yeah, happy Veterans Day. And there are a lot of services. If you need them, don't be afraid to reach out. There's always going to be somebody who's willing to listen. Always. There's always somebody who's willing to listen.
You may put out one thing, our phone number, just in case.
Absolutely.
Because if the homebound veterans that can't get out and they can't say their phone's not working, if they have email and stuff, we can reach it two ways. You can reach my office at 419-213-6090. And also by email is lcvsc@co.lucas.oh.us.
This will all be podcasted, so you can play this back and share that. Thanks for what you've done. Thanks for what you do and continue to do. Thanks for waking up early on a Saturday to hang out with us.
I appreciate being here with you, gentlemen.
He's got a speech he needs to work on anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm speaking tonight, so I have to make sure it's polished.
Where's that at?
The Maumee Elks asked me about 8 months ago to give a speech tonight to the group, and there's probably a couple hundred going to be there, so I'm excited, but it's been the planning it to make sure you get the right speech has been the hardest part. Mm-hmm. So I've been working on for about 8 months to make sure I try to make it as tweaked as possible.
Yeah, just make sure you end on go Bucks. Doesn't matter what you say before that, just end on go Bucks.
9:46, one final segment here of the Morning After coming up next here on Q105.
The 5 o'clock jam plays here weekdays with Johnny D.